What is up, everybody? My name is Austin Buckner.
Trev Holder.
Corey Poopy Pants Boom.
Dustin Wilson.
Let's fucking go.
Let's hey go.
It's the boys.
It's me.
Episode fucking 100.
We
did it, guys.
We did
and by
it.
We, I mean you guys.
You talked. You
I've
told
been here
a story
times.
About a fucking stab. Then there was a stabbing.
There was a stabbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking righteous, man.
It was a great episode.
I don't remember a fucking thing we talked about other than your butthole.
Jesus Christ.
It was kind of all over the place. It was
all over the place. You don't understand.
We talked about our wives.
Yeah, we talked about Girthmaster.
Girthmaster.
Australia. We did talk about Australia.
We did talk about
lot.
Australia. That's yeah. off to Australia.
Australia has
How much
produced
I hate
a lot
the
of
east
things.
Side of Des Moines.
Yeah.
Tattoo
yeah.
convention.
Tattoo conventions.
Buttholes.
Butthole.
A lot of butthole talk. So yeah.
It was just, you know, an average episode.
It really was.
With the boys.
It really was. You know what? For being episode 100, it really encompasses everything that this podcast is about.
Was it nearly as shitty as we thought it would be?
Jesus Christ.
There was no Christ here.
No. He left me a long time ago. He left me
Why
last...
Why have you forsaken me?
He left me last Tuesday.
A dark spot on humanity.
And on the porcelain.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy episode 100 of the Ice Cream Sundae podcast.
So, we were talking a little bit before the recording started with Girthmaster, and who might have that moniker for the industry. And I was explaining...
What industry would that be?
The adult industry.
There's a lot of adult things, adult toys,
yeah,
adult mm-hmm. movies.
So, I was explaining beforehand that, like, where I knew him from, but I made it seem like I knew exactly where he was from.
You're a connoisseur of all
Australia.
Things Girthmaster.
Australia is where he's from.
Connoisseur.
Arnar.
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 By the way, we got to talk about fucking... The new episodes of Blue.
I don't even want to talk about it because I skipped watching it with my kids to be here. My wife put it on. She's like, look. And I'm like, I'm leaving.
That's the new I pause my game for this. Like, I skipped Bluey for this.
I skipped Bluey for this.
But so there was this video. I can't remember if it was on like TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, whatever.
The Hub.
Yeah, it's one of those. You know. It's one of those like game shows where it's essentially just... They pick a random person off the street, have them come in and ask a bunch of
Have you watched Bluey before?
To try to figure out what's going on.
Is.
And this person's asking all these people like different questions. And he's trying to suss them out. And it's really funny seeing him try to jump to conclusions about certain people. He's like, definitely not her because she's too sweet. And I'm like, oh, buddy.
Oh,
like
sweet summer child.
I don't even know that woman. And it's very clear she's...
She knows who Girthmaster is.
Yeah.
It's just Billy on the street with world record peens.
So, this dude would point out, you know, each of the people that were in the lineup and was like, oh, this, I don't think this. And then the biggest twist of the whole thing was, like some of the chicks that seemed like they were super obvious, like, okay, you're just super slutty. Like, you're clearly
a an Instagram star.
A porn star. And they're like, no, I'm not. He's like, what?
I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
I do Instagram mostly.
I'm an influencer.
I'm an entrepreneur.
I influence a lot of penises.
But basically, the ones that looked like they'd be in porn weren't. The ones that didn't look like they were in porn were.
I love how we're calling, Tyler, I love how we're calling porn stars entrepreneurs, because then it makes me think of David Allen Tracy and how he calls himself a serial entrepreneur. Just getting butt rammed on the daily.
One of the top Iowa
marketing guru, serial fucking butt pounder.
Ballmaster 3000.
So, yeah, Girthmaster's this tall Australian dude. Super white, looks like a lumberjack, almost kind of on the level of Thorin Bradley.
The duality of Australians, bandit healer, Girthmaster.
For all we know, bandit could be Girthmaster, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Dude, I'm convinced that fucking what's his name?
David McCormick?
David McCornjack. He's got a fucking piece.
Man's a legend.
Probably. He's slinging hog right now.
He's sitting in Australia right now and he's like, some American cunts are talking about my cock right now.
I can feel a tangle.
I might need you to just have an Australian accent the rest of the episode.
Oh no.
Listen, if you're in a band called fucking Custard Gun, you're slanging meat.
It's like
man's got a deli in his pants.
Australia is the only place I think you can get away with that. Imagine like pitching that to a label here in America.
Custard
Gun. So yeah, we want to name our band Custard Gun. Like, no, in Australia, it's like, we want to name our band Custard Gun. That's fucking brilliant, mate. That's fucking great. Let's do it.
Righto.
Hey, but if we're going to be honest, Australia has the best bands right now, so yeah. Best metalcore bands right now. Alpha Wolf.
Mm.
Sounds.
I've heard of them.
I listened to them for the first time today. Yeah,
today. And
today.
So I'm going to have to listen away.
So I'm part of a group, and like a Fortnite group on Facebook.
Nerd.
And one of the regular people on there, her name's Brooke, but she's Australian.
Brooke.
And ever since we started talking about Australian accents, like way back in like Twin Cities Con, you know, I was like, Brooke, I'm going to need you to say, oh no, just for me.
Oh no.
Just for me. Because she'll send out voice messages to the group and whatnot. And she still hasn't done it. I'm a little upset over it.
What are you doing, Brooke?
Brooke.
Oh no.
If I was Australian, I would learn how to say it with an English accent. I'd be like, hi, everyone. I heard you guys want to hear me say, oh, no. But instead, I'd be like, oh, no.
Darn.
Darn.
Gee Williger.
It's like getting cucked. Oh, no.
How you been?
Shitty.
How's your butthole?
It hurts.
What did you have?
Just so, like, I don't know. Like, Tuesday, I got home from... Like, so, I don't ever throw up. Ever. I fight it as hard as I can. So I was at work and I'm like, dude, I don't fucking feel good. I get home, I move my computer inside, and I lay on the floor for 2 seconds and I go and I puke for like, I almost had my wife call the hospital because I could not stop. I was just going and going and I was like, there's no way that this much exists inside me. And I just kept going and going.
Have you seen that scene from Team America?
Yeah, it was like that, dude. And so, like, I get done.
There's three types of people.
And I'm not a quieter.
A quieter. He's definitely not a quieter.
I'm not a quiet puker. I throw up as loud as possible. I'm like, so my wife comes in from her nap and she's like, what the fuck is your problem? And I'm like, I can't respond.
Socks, get the fuck down.
She's like, I thought you'd need to.
She's making me real nervous.
Oh my God, I hate this cat. I love all cats, but I hate this one the most.
So I throw up that first day 2 or 3 times. The next day, the shits set in.
The shits.
And I'm like pooping 4 times an hour.
What the fuck is this episode? Then, we go from porn to just shit spewing.
And then
another lateral move.
Thursday?
Lateral moves.
Thursday or Friday night.
Glad it's not vertical.
I wake up, dead sleep, wake up. I go, I have to fart. I fart, feels a little wet. I go back to sleep. I wake up the next morning.
Oh no!
Our fucking crime scene.
Someone shit my pants. It may have been me.
Did I ever tell a story on, yep, on my kids?
Corey, did you shit your pants or did someone poop
my pants?
I was not awake and there's no video evidence of who did it.
Honey, did you shit my pants?
Statistically speaking, I was not the only one to wear those shorts in the past year, so it's possible.
That someone shit your pants.
That someone shit my pants. But so, I feel like it was me.
On top of the shit talking, let's talk about how much of a piece of shit you are for having a little tummy ache. And your wife, that story you were telling before. Which about part? With the van. Oh,
yeah. About how I was like, God, I got a headache. Good. I was like, God, I got a headache and I really want a Dr. Pepper, which I don't drink anymore because I hate the taste of. And I was like, hey, honey, you want to go grab me a soda from the store? I feel like shit. And she's like, do you not remember the fact that I just threw up like 3 times last night? I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a piece of shit. And so I had to go get my own.
But I really wanted Dr. Peppies.
I really did. Mm-hmm. And well, then it's still...
Both your previous house and the house you live in now is within like very short walking distance of a Casey's.
Yeah. To preface off what he said, I am a piece of shit.
Like, we've established this.
I have, let's see, it's April?
Yeah.
14th.
Yeah.
I have less than 2 months. Okay? I need to get it all out now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's condensed. It's condensed.
Until you turn 30?
Oh, yeah. You're old now.
Not yet. Damn it. I got a month and, 26 days.
You have 2 months until your YouTube title spelling errors become a real fucking problem.
I don't spell them no more.
No more.
No.
Just copy pasta.
Just copy paste from the Facebook. So if there's any spelling mistakes in the descriptions, not my issue.
Their fault.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Kill him.
Just keep my hands to my side.
That's
so
in your lap.
Austin, do you remember that that Australian musician that gets on there and makes like the really funny songs on TikTok? Like he has like
he has the D&D song.
Yeah.
Fucking,
I can't think of his name.
I can't think of his name either, but I know who you're talking about.
Rhea Ripley.
Sorry. That'd be fucking awesome.
Her new hairstyle, I'm in.
Yeah. She's a little cutie patootie. She's a fucking Australian muscle mommy. Goth.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking
big
about.
Big titties
and
like God's gift it to butts. Look,
here's the thing. Goth sells me, right?
Yeah.
But
here's the
it's the moments where I see her not in her like goth getup and stuff. Normal, if you want to put it that way. I'm just like, damn.
Buddy Murphy.
Dude, I don't know what it was. Like, I've always thought she was very attractive. It was last year's, not this year, but last year's Hall of Fame, where they show her, and then she looks up at, like, the arena screen, and she gives this fucking look, and I'm like, oh, I would let you step on me.
Lady Dimitrescu.
See? Australia has produced a lot of great things.
Yes.
Bluey.
Bluey. Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley.
Angela White.
Girthmaster.
Custard Blaster, one of them.
Custard Gun.
Custard Gun.
Alana Pierce.
I don't know who that is.
Corey knows who it
she
is.
Metalcore.
She an adult star?
Nope.
Oh.
She's a content creator.
She looks like she would be.
So an adult star.
She's a very beautiful woman.
They have a lot of good pro wrestlers.
She's a gaming.
You know who else is very beautiful women? Our wives. Am I right?
Our wives.
That's true.
Let's get that right out of the way.
Valid.
Yeah.
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 I was just thinking about this. Not to fucking not to make this fucking gay, but I was just thinking about how like we were talking about this on the way here. 2017, the three of us went to San Antonio for the Royal Rumble. And despite the fact that it was probably one of the best weekends of our lives, we were all arguably at our fucking emotional worst.
100%.
And like 7 years later, look at us.
Look at us.
The four of us are fucking married. We all have children. I don't know if I can speak for the two of you, but like he and I are probably in the best shape of our fucking lives.
I just lost probably 20 pounds in the last like 4 days, so I'm probably there too.
It's all in your bed, you nasty fuck.
No, I cleaned it up. I didn't just leave it there. I was like, oh man, I shit. Bye.
The two of you just got like piss and shit in your
He
beds.
Just deflated the whole thing there.
See, we're in April right now, right?
And I got your message, and because last Friday night he was like, "I'm so sorry if I get ink all over your bed," because he's got a new tattoo, and then I got your message that you just had diarrhea all week.
Sorry,
and
I was like, "Buddy,
don't
myself.
Worry, it could be so much worse."
He did say that. He's like, "Don't worry about it. $12 sheets, we're fine."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Well, okay." What's I'm just saying. Count? Shit, apparently
Egyptian cotton.
So we're in the month of April, and I had steadfast held on to the whole thing of I'm going to work out on my days off. And it was going to start literally the New Year's weekend. Couldn't happen. I think it was like work that got me bogged down. And then the week after was our trip to Minnesota, where I was feeling like shit. And I could barely function.
We were all kind of hot death. Heather had the worst of it.
Nope.
Yeah. And see, for me, I think it was food related.
Did we know Heather was pregnant when we went to Minneapolis? Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure because I was like...
Yeah, because it was a Christmas episode.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
No, but like we're in the month of April and I still have yet to work out once. And I'm so pissed off at myself for that.
That must be nice.
It's not.
I'm exhausted.
I want to work out. And the problem is I get so deterred by... I get so deterred by like
the universe fucking deterred him all week. Sounds like
I'm tired of being the butt of the jokes.
Oh no! I shat myself.
You gonna be okay?
No.
All right, deterred.
Yeah, I've just been so deterred, whether it be my busy schedule, whether it be, you know, just no motivation to do it because I'm just exhausted or whatever. Like, my social battery, I know that sounds weird, my social battery, even just for working out, which I could easily do here in my apartment or down in the apartment's gym. You know,
yeah.
By myself, I could do that. I don't have the drive to do it. And it sucks because mentally I'm good. I'm ready. I want to do it.
Would the people of Super Earth take that as an excuse?
Yeah.
You know, that's fair. That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay. So
bicep curls for democracy.
You know, I'm in a different situation than you guys because I work from home exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to go anywhere, so I need to work out, because if not, I might kill everyone. It's for my own sanity, I have to work out now. And so it's like, the way my schedule goes, I get up, take the kids to school, I work all day, and then I have an hour for myself at night where I just go out to my garage, and I do my thing. Hmm. I have my weights out there, and I just spend that hour and just do what I have to do. And I feel so much better for it. Like, I need it at this point.
Yeah, and that's the shitty thing. Tuesday, I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm like, damn. I'm getting chunky. I'm getting up out of my chair is like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I started, like, I was like, all right, cool. Like, my biggest reason, and it's an excuse of not working out, is I've got bad sciatic pain because, mm-hmm. you know, hey, I'm not. My posture's not great. I don't take care of myself.
Right.
So it's like, all right, I'm going to start today. I'm going to do some stretches. I'm going to go home, figure out a workout plan, meal plan, etc. I stretch. And like 2 hours later, I'm like, fuck, I don't feel good.
I'm going to die right
my
now.
My body's like, what are you doing, man? But no.
Did you just make movement?
Now that I'm approaching 30, it's like, fuck, I need to, you know, maybe go get a gym membership. I don't know where there might be a gym close by.
I know where one's going to be close by.
Go check our episode 99.
Yeah.
J.R. Hicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about getting with him. Seeing
Do it, man.
Yeah.
Stop fucking diet plan. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I need. So,
yeah, man.
Well, even just Watch, a Corey little bit of a pro fighter. Helps.
Oh, dude. Fuck yeah.
I have a lot of dumbness in me. Like.
Perfect.
Perfect.
There's
Can't
a lot.
Can't be any worse than the Rowdy Rooster.
That fight will happen after this.
Yeah,
comes
this will
out.
Come out. So
wait.
Yeah, this will come out on the 21st.
The 21st. Okay, yeah. So the day after.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So congratulations, JR,
yeah,
for
God,
winning.
I hope so. Oh, knock on wood. Not this wood, though. That's going to suck.
That move you did was incredible. Yep. He never saw it coming.
Yeah. Congratulations on your knockout or submission or
death.
TKO.
Unanimous decision. We'll just cut out whatever it wasn't.
Make it super obvious it was cut like that.
I just want to say that I love how we all like wore our fucking uniforms today. Like, my man's in his flannel. That's Trevor. This is a brand new Hawaiian shirt I've never seen before. Yeah. Love it. Wrestling t-shirt, and then God's shortest shorts.
Usually I do like an ice cream sundae shirt. I took a shower this morning. I was like,
I was gonna wear a different shirt, but I was like, it's the 100th episode. I have to rep our brand.
You should. You need talk about that other shirt real quick because you're wearing a battle scar for it.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So I got an Exude Beards shirt from Angela Handy yesterday. And
was she there?
She was.
God damn it.
She was vending. Yep. Should have been there, but you weren't. And I was steaming it so there would be no wrinkles for the podcast.
Because he's a posh bitch.
And I was holding, with my left hand, I was like holding it straight down and like getting ready to steam it. And I put, at a 45 degree angle, the steamer just right onto my fucking leg.
You can still see it.
It's still getting darker. Which I've come to the realization that if I want like a quick tan, that might be the way to do it.
And then I'm in the next room over. I'm getting all my shit together, and I hear, "Babe, do we have any burn ointment? Because I kind of fucked up."
You can just tell everyone, "Oh, sorry, that's a impression mark from my huge cock."
She's out there making biscuits and gravy, and I walk out there, and I'm like, "Hey, Austin hurt himself," and she goes, "Well, that's inconvenient."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Well, okay, I see how this is going.
Sorry, I'm such a fucking inconvenience."
I love how unbothered she is.
She
by
does not
that.
Give a hot fuck about me. She's just like, "Yeah."
So she really didn't fall down them stairs, did she?
Shut your fucking mouth. You can't prove shit.
She's like, "Oh,
you can't prove
he hurt
shit.
Himself."
How great are our wives?
My wife's awesome. I love
Where
her.
Is your wife, by the way?
Just
like chilling.
So she is in St. Louis for a work thing.
Oh, sweet.
She decided to
my
leave
neck of the woods
Friday because just ideally it would work out for our schedules with childcare, stuff like that. But it was also decided that she leave early so she can have that time to relax because of the traveling.
Dude, she fucking deserves it.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what I said too. I was like, just it's like a little mini vacation for you. Leave early. We'll be fine. Everything will be fine. Like, just enjoy it, right? And it's funny because she'll, like, send me videos and pictures and stuff. Like, of the whole thing. Like, we spent, like, probably maybe an hour or so just on the phone with each other just because we're so used to being around each other. That's how it works. So,
marriage.
When she sends me a call and I open up the video, she's in IKEA.
Jesus. FNA cotton.
Fucking. She goes, "You haven't seen my post, have you?" I'm like, "No." She goes, "I'm in IKEA." I'm like, "Of course you are."
Oh, no.
"What are you getting?"
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She's like, "Fucking meatballs."
I was like, "No, I'm actually fucking lost."
So
I did see her post. It was like, "When in Rome."
"I've been here for 7 days."
That was the first time she's ever had them.
Okay.
IKEA sells meatballs?
Yeah, it's a whole, like, so the whole store is like Swedish, right?
Yeah, well, yes.
So they sell Swedish meatballs. They have a whole cafeteria.
Wow, they're on brand.
I know that.
Yeah.
I've never been to IKEA, so.
I went the first time. Okay, so the last time that we had to skip a podcast recording is because I was going to Chicago. For
IKEA.
No, for fucking my wife went with your wife to the aquarium for bachelorette party. So I was like, "Take me to the goddamn aquarium. I want to see some fishies and I want to see the river dyed green for St. Patty's Day." And she's like, "Absolutely, we can do that." Then we get to her parents' house. She lives like an hour away from Chicago in Rockford. And she's like, "Hey, there's going to be too much traffic because it's St. Patty's Day." And I was like, "You fucking knew this, right? It's all Irish and Italians in Chicago, and that's it."
Yeah.
And like a smattering of black folks. And I was like, "You fucking knew it was going to be busy, all right? First of all, it's downtown Chicago. It's busy.
Yeah.
So we don't go." her idea instead is to go to Schaumburg, which is like a hop, skip, and a jump from Chicago. And we go to IKEA instead. And we don't buy a goddamn thing. And then we leave, and I don't even get my Swedish meatballs. We go to a different department store to eat at their cafeteria.
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck are we doing? We went to Nordstrom.
Go to a restaurant.
I was so mad.
She didn't take you to downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
She didn't take you to get meatballs at IKEA.
No.
She didn't care when you burned your leg.
She did not.
She gonna beat you up.
Yeah.
She gonna take you out.
I was gonna say though, like,
no, I'm just joking.
This is gonna sound like really weird, but it is totally platonic. Like, Heather, legit one of my best friends in the fucking world. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys have all had friends who's like, their wives are fucking, they fucking suck. Some of our friends' wives fucking suck. And it's cool that, like,
yeah,
Christina's pretty fucking rad. Heather's obviously very rad. I wouldn't
yeah
put her in charge of all of our shit for the podcast if she wasn't fucking dope.
Yeah.
I fucking love Monica so much.
Me too.
Like,
you should marry her.
I'm so glad we all have like cool fucking wives. Because this would be...
We lucked out, man.
This would fucking suck.
We all lucked out.
My wife let me leave for the weekend to go get tattoos.
Have you talked to her once?
I've talked to her exactly one time all weekend, actually. Last night while we were watching the fights, right. I was like, oh, I should probably go say literally anything at this point just to say hi. Hey.
Last night when I called Amy on the phone, I was like, I called her. She answered. He's like, I love you. She's like, I love you too. I was like, that was Dustin. She's like, I know. And I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, I was like, well, I better go call her because I literally left Friday morning at 8, not even 8 o'clock. It's like 7. Literally dropped the kids off at 7:30 and left directly from there to come up here. And I was like, okay, well, I will see you sometime this weekend. I don't know when. She goes, okay, have fun. And that was the last time I spoke to her until last night. And I was like, well, how's the weekend going? Oh, I went grocery shopping and I mowed the yard today. And yeah, things have been kind of okay. And I said, oh, I got 5 tattoos.
What I love is that, like, the dichotomy between his wife and your wife. Because if you come home 5 minutes later than you told her to, she's like, where the fuck were you? And then she's like, I haven't seen Dustin for 3 weeks.
Right? He's all right.
He's fine.
She knows where I'm at.
Me and my wife aren't 30 yet.
That's true. So they've also been married like 15 fucking years.
I think
years.
Once you hit like a certain age and a certain time together, you're just like, meh.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you got that worked out, like where you can talk to Monica and be like, all right, we're going to watch a show. Me and Heather are playing the same fucking thing for Fallout.
Yeah.
It didn't happen last night and I feel fucking guilty as shit for it. That's on me.
Okay.
So I think tonight we're going to.
Yeah. Did you feel the whole fucking building move?
Yeah. What was that?
So I think tonight we're going to figure out a way to watch Fallout together.
How long is she gone?
Well, the actual work thing is today. She had all of Saturday just to herself, just to kind of go around St. Louis. And
had she been to St. Louis before?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Okay.
But
I didn't know.
Monday she should be back.
But I don't mean to yuck her yum, but St. Louis is truly one of the worst cities I've ever been to.
Preach.
It is fucking terrible. Yeah, it's awful. It is fucking awful.
It's nothing special.
We'll just say that. If I remember right.
Neither's Des Moines, though, so.
You shut your dirty whore mouth.
You said it yourself.
We spent a whole weekend in Des Moines and had a wonderful time.
This side of Des Moines sucks. I hate this place.
Oh, the east side of Des Moines fucking.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, is it different?
Why do you think they specifically announced east side for fucking the Iowa State Fair?
I don't know where I'm at.
Dude.
This is not like my place.
The first Friday of the fair, it opens on a Thursday. That first Friday, don't go.
Yeah.
It's East Side Night at the fair. And it's basically like a class reunion for everyone who like graduated from East High School. There was a stabbing every fucking year on East Side Night. Yep. I dated 2 women from the East Side of Des Moines, and they're both the 2 worst people I've ever dated.
I'm pretty sure all 3 of my stepbrothers are like East Siders.
It is truly awful. I have to drive through the east side of Des Moines, East University. That stretch after you get off the interstate, 235, until you get out like past Southeast Polk High School, it is just like, it is my dystopian nightmare, is that stretch of road. It's
is
so
this hell?
Bad. It's just chain restaurants, shitty bars, used car dealerships. It is literally the worst. And then for whatever reason, they put the biggest tourist attraction Iowa has in the middle of the worst neighborhood in the biggest city.
Is that where every time we drove by this weekend, the energy drinks and
energy
cigarettes?
Energy drinks, cigarettes, and
yeah,
fucking...
there's a store that says literally it's called Energy Drinks and Cigarettes.
Oh, are you talking about the one with the red roof?
Yes. And it's called Energy Drinks and Cigarettes. Awful. I'm like, can we go there real quick?
The east side of Des Moines fucking sucks.
What's the best part of Des Moines?
Energy drinks and cigarettes.
Here's the thing. I know it's technically East Des Moines, but just east of downtown, the East Village, that's my favorite part of Des Moines. Okay. It's got like all these little like hipster bars, mm-hmm. cool restaurants.
Is that where we were that's the other day? Cool. Is that where you took us to eat?
No. I changed my mind. What they've done to Ingersoll in the last like probably 5 to 10 years, that's my favorite part.
Get rid of Zora?
Yes, it's got that too. But it's got like a cool little sushi restaurant called Sakari. All these like little locally owned restaurants and bars and shops. That stretch, like that mile long stretch of Ingersoll, it's becoming really, really nice.
What's that burger place we went to?
Lachelle's Fine Foods.
Lachelle's Fine Foods. Okay, good. We eat there. The place is fucking awesome. Yeah. And then we leave, we go outside, and right across the street, there is a nail salon called G Spot Nails.
Yep.
Yeah. And I go,
fucking A.
Is that on purpose? I look at him. That's called G Spot Nails, right? And he goes,
yeah.
Yeah. Like that's completely fucking normal.
Yeah. Like right at like a block away is the governor's
All the
mansion.
Nails are pointed except for the middle one.
You. Yeah. I was like, I still like cigarette and energy drinks though. Yeah. I'd stop there.
I'm
scared.
I want to shout out DeRice.
I love DeRice. That's the one in Johnston.
What is
DeRice?
Yeah.
Call of Duty Zombies map.
DeRice.
So, look, I kept saying it like that for the longest time until Heather got me to stop doing it. But ever since, I want to say probably about a week or so ago.
About a week ago.
We ordered from them, and she's like, oh, you can get like egg drop soup. You know what? I'll get egg drop soup instead of my usual hot and sour. And she goes, oh, you can do spices with it. I'm like,
ooh,
what?
A spicy egg drop soup?
Big time.
And they're like, what level of spice do you want? I'm like,
yes.
What? How many levels are
Corey's
there?
Corey's asshole.
So there are 6 levels. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be conservative. I'll do spice level 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Holy shit. Like, I'm not joking.
They're like, this man said he's conservative. Fuck him up.
I mean, you've seen the shit I eat, though. So,
I mean this with all due respect. When it comes to spice, Thai people are out of their fucking right. minds. Holy shit.
Are you crying yet? Put a little bit more.
Oh, my God. It's like, there's a place in Pella. It's like a Vietnamese and Thai restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
There's no spice, which is still tasty. There's 1-star spicy, which is like perfect for me. And then there's 2-star, and then it comes to like 2-star. It goes all the way up to 5, but 2-star is like hot death. So I can't imagine what 5-star is. They are out of their fucking minds.
Out of your own knowledge of how that is, what would you say my spice level would be?
At that restaurant?
Yeah.
You could probably do like a 2, 2.5. I'm dead serious. It is the spiciest food. And there's like a bunch of different Thai restaurants in Des Moines and stuff. So like at Eat Thai on University mm-hmm. in 22nd, I can do like a 3-star at there. So you could probably do a full 5-stars. This place, for whatever reason, man, it is hot death.
Man, I miss spicy food maple. Too.
You're really putting me just at a 2, not a 3 at least.
I'll give you 3.
I think he's calling you a pussy at this point.
I mean, you will.
Since the guy
maybe this is a dare.
You know, like the original Mario Brothers where Bowser spits fire at you? That's your butthole.
Thanks,
Corey.
I'd like to think.
any thoughts, Corey?
Is Corey's butthole the sun that floats around and follows you?
Black hole sun?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The sun's trying to kill me.
Speaking of black hole sun, so we went to the tattoo convention yesterday.
We sure did.
And the very first thing we saw as soon as we walk in, There's five rows set up there. And dead center is just this woman's ass getting
tattooed.
Was this
the one with, like, she had the brown bodysuit on? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Or the one that didn't have anything on?
The one that didn't have anything on. Her underwear is just pulled to the side. Yep. And she's just getting tattooed for probably 2 days straight. And every time you walk by, it's just this lady front and center just getting – and it's like it wouldn't be so bad, but it's literally the very first thing you see as soon as you walk in.
I mean, it is right inside the entrance.
Directly – like, here's the doors. There she is.
Was it a big ass, though?
It's not that it was a big ass. It was just there. And you're like, well, this really sets the precedent for the rest of everything going on.
To his credit, no matter the size of the ass – you're not expecting to see a hole in public.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's because it's just like, bam. Yeah. Hello. Good day. I'm going to get some tattoos.
You're not expecting to see the mouth of the sandworm as soon as you fucking walk in.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't bad. It was just
there.
It kind of rocks you to your core with the very first thing when you're not expecting ass.
Yeah. It's the thing that haunts you for your days.
This is how I felt when we were in Miami. My wife and I were in Miami.
My wife.
And we were walking on the beach. And, like, in Miami, you can just be topless on the beach. They don't give a shit. It's Miami. So, like, I
could not. Were you topless?
Of course.
He's always topless.
Yeah, my fucking B cups were out. I could not stop staring at this woman's tits. And Amy is like, stop it. And I'm like, I'm not used to seeing nipples in public. Like, I'm not trying to, like, objectify the woman. I'm just not used to seeing fucking milkers in public.
It's like seeing a car crash.
Yes.
Like, you don't normally see it. So you're like, huh.
I saw a car on fire for the first time like a month ago.
It's crazy,
isn't it? I was
coming
into Des Moines and there was a car like fully engulfed in flames, which like you have to believe that just happened.
Yeah.
Because there was no firefighters. There was nothing around it. So that had just happened. Car engulfed in flames and I'm just snapping pictures.
You're like,
I'm going like 80
this
miles
is
an
rad.
Hour. I'm like, I'm not going to look at it.
Yeah. It was shortly before I lost the V8 that I was getting off of work. I was on my way home.
The V8 Charger?
Yeah.
Wait, is your new one just a V6?
No, the drink.
Oh, it is. I know.
I'm sorry. So I sold you a better car is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I mean...
Daddy needed to hear that.
This car has everything that my other car had, except it's got the lane
two
detection
less
now.
Ooh.
It's got all-wheel drive.
Does it have the adaptive cruise control?
Does.
Isn't that nice?
It's so nice.
Isn't it like nice to fucking not pay attention when you're driving anymore?
Yep.
It's fucking great.
So
I'm not paying attention right now.
So I had gotten off of work and I was on my way home and I got right around the MLK exit and all of a sudden I just see sparks, smoke. I look over and catch it right out of the corner of my eye. This car had just eating shit on the rail.
Gross.
Corey, you're used to this now.
It seems like a reoccurring theme here about
eating shit. Corey's butthole was in front of him.
Title of the episode, Corey's butthole.
But like...
The diarrhea diaries.
Like...
The diarrhea.
They Dale Earnhearted the wall, right?
Fucking... Jesus. Too soon.
Too soon.
Oh.
He Crispin walled his whole car.
Fucking Pink Floyd it, you know?
Hey, when I do that, can you get that? Can you cut to me? So just, I can just show off a little bit of that new tattoo.
There was a car behind it that obviously had seen it and stopped, and I was fucking going 90 down the road so I can get up on the overpass and circle back around and check what's going on. I got on the phone with the cops. The people that saw it got on the phone with the cops. This woman was fucking drunk and very, very lucky because that specific stretch, had she gone over that barricade, there's that drop off.
Certain death.
Yeah, 100% would have died. She gets out, and again, because she's probably fucked up, she was fine. Like, not a mark on her, not a scratch on her. Her car was fucked.
Someone shit my pants.
God damn it, Corey.
And the people that saw her biff it, that was right behind her, was like, we just wanted to go get McDonald's. We didn't think this was gonna happen tonight. And the cop got there and he's just like, Jesus Christ, did you see what happened? I'm like, yeah, I was going the other way. He's like, How fucked up is she?
So fucked up.
And the reason
the
why
right he, amount, apparently.
The reason why he's asking me is because I'm still in like all my security gear.
Yeah.
And so like I'm an upstanding citizen.
For democracy. For super
for Earth. Democracy, yeah. No, but like she was fine. The car got fucked up, and that was like one of the craziest like in person things I've ever seen in my life as far as car accidents go.
Oh god.
Man, I've not seen a whole lot of car accidents in my life.
What's the most like what's the most violent thing you've ever seen? Whether it's a car crash or
in real life?
Yeah.
Mm. Probably the guy who got killed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, going into a Tumwa. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for fucking we were driving around in a Tumwa the day before Halloween Palooza that you were at.
Yeah.
And he was like, I watched a guy fucking die there. Just like no preference, no trigger warning.
Nope.
Just like,
yep.
A man died there and I was here.
You talked about this. You talked about this on our Tumwa episode.
Yeah. I talked about it there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen anything violent.
I've seen vehicles get hit by snowplows, veer off the road during
my wife got fucking obliterated by a snowplow.
Where was it?
On the road, like 163 between Des Moines and Pella.
Okay, no. Mine was that like 80-35 fucking Mixmaster.
It sucks.
Yeah, they were coming on the interstate and the snowplow was on the interstate and went right in front of them and just
rolled.
There's
a crash like every day there.
Yeah.
Traffic is always awful on that. Like the section that wraps around the city, mm-hmm. like by Urbandale and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like between like Merle Hay and 86th Street, it's awful. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm trying to think of all the car accidents I've seen while driving for the pest control company.
You watched a man fucking die.
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty bad.
There was like four or five other vehicle crashes I've seen. I mean, you drive hundreds of miles
You've
a day.
Seen four or five car accidents? In person?
Yeah.
I'm thinking it might be your fault.
You know,
the first day we got to Bakersfield,
I'm thinking you're the common denominator.
Christina was like, hey, when
he's
we get
the
to
angel of death.
I drove all the way to California from Iowa.
The angel of death.
And Christina's like, when we get to Bakersfield, the whole time we're in Bakersfield, I want to drive. I said, I'll let you drive for the first day. I can drive after that.
Yeah.
We're not even in Bakersfield for 5 minutes. We watch someone run a red light, smoke a truck, and then just flee the scene.
Yep.
And I was like, you know what?
It's like the last
scene. How much you drive?
It's like the last scene in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, I was like, like we're sitting there. It was a nice blue truck, like rims on it. And they just get fucking like smoked by this SUV. SUV backs up, takes off. I'm like, they know that's illegal. And she goes, yep.
I remember my most violent thing now. Took me a second. If you're done.
No, I am done. Go ahead.
Okay, so.
I'm interested.
I used to work at a drug rehab.
Oh,
for Jesus. Many years. A drug and alcohol rehab center. And I was more or less like a counselor there. Helping people kind of find jobs and kind of find housing after they left. And, you know, people that wanted to get better. And so in working with drug rehab people, there's a lot of mental health issues there. People coming down off of what they were on and trying to regulate medications and everything. And so I was working with a gentleman who had very, very, very intense PTSD. He was involved in a lot of cartel stuff.
Oh, shit.
And he was in the process of trying to get his medications regulated and wasn't quite on like the right dosage of stuff. And so like the way this area that was set up is like a common area where they had like lunch and then they did like classroom activity basically there. And it was in the midst of a med change where we're trying to pass out meds to all the people that were there and everybody else would go sit down. Well, this guy, he was like, he's probably like your height. So you're like, what, 5'8"?
6 foot.
5'6"?
Yeah.
Okay, 5'6". Whatever. Close. He's about your height. More like your build. Kind of skinny. Scrawny. And no offense. And there's a guy next to him. And he's probably 6'10", 300 pounds. Big, muscular dude. Bald. Looks like he could kill you.
Mm-hmm.
He was a sweetheart. The smaller guy, for whatever reason, he's just standing there, and he just looks really on edge. And you're like, you kind of keeping an eye on him. You're like, whatever. All of a sudden, you see him kind of, he starts doing this thing with his hands where he's rubbing his hands up and down his pants.
Shit.
And you're like, are you okay? And he's just kind of standing there. You okay? He's looking around. I'm like, okay, whatever, fine. I get his meds. And we have this podium that we kind of set up everything. Set the meds there. And there's a ballpoint pen. And then there's the book that you write down all the meds in. And then afterwards, they have to sign that they took their meds. He takes the ballpoint pen, and he's holding it, and he's still doing this thing with his hands.
Is it on a chain?
It's not on a chain. It's just a free ballpoint pen.
I know this story.
You see him, and he's got the pen in his hand, and he looks up at the tall guy, and he's just looking at him, and he keeps kind of like side-eyeing him, and I'm like, what's going on here? All of a sudden, bah! He stabs this big, huge, six-foot-tall guy directly in his cheek meat. It goes through to the inside of his mouth with this pin, goes all the way through, and it just like it gets real silent. And we're like, you don't know what to do. You're like, he just stabbed that guy in the face with a pin. The guy obviously is a little upset that he got stabbed in the mouth.
A little.
But he was very like chill about it. He's like, somebody needs to get this guy away from me. So we have to kind of wrangle everybody up. We remove the stabber to another room. And the stabbee, they call the ambulance for him. They come pick him up, take him to the hospital. I am one of the people that has to
report.
He was my client, mm-hmm. so he knew me. Mm-hmm. So I had to take him to a room with somebody else who was the doctor, basically. And kind of keep him more or less
from stabbing anyone else.
Tethered. Well, he had kind of a disassociative episode. He didn't know that he stabbed this guy.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
He thought it was somebody that he had knew from his cartel days. And he was like having a disassociative episode where he was like, well, it was that guy. That was like 20 years ago. We're like, no, this just happened right now. Mm-hmm. And I had to basically sit in there, defuse him until the police showed up, took him away.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. But yeah, watched a 6 foot tall, sweet, bald guy get stabbed in the face with a ballpoint pen.
I always wondered what John Wick would look like if it was set in rural Missouri.
it was intense. Like, needless to say, I didn't stay around much longer after. Well, they fired.
I don't blame you.
They fired me, but that's not the point.
Yeah, well.
They fired me on my birthday. That was fun. Yeah. So, but
assholes.
Yeah, that was the most violent thing I've seen was a dude get stabbed in the face.
What's yours? I mean, you were in a fucking shooting the first day you were on the job.
I mean, I think that'd have to be it because I can't think of anyone dying or anything like that. But yeah, I mean.
Wait, where were you working?
I was downtown Des Moines.
What were you doing?
Security.
Security?
Mm-hmm.
Security.
So
where at? Like, so, for what? I don't know what you do besides this.
Security.
For like what kind of
for
security?
What?
So I'm a private security contractor.
Okay.
Meaning, the boss gets different accounts for different places. Okay. All this and
okay.
Then,
so you're contracted out.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's not like one place.
Right.
I keep hitting.
God
this.
Damn
you
it,
motherfucker!
I talk with my hands. I'm sorry.
Are you Italian?
No.
Ooh.
No. I'm just.
A fettuccine.
What about
just
you?
Have to talk.
What? Most fucked up thing you've ever seen?
Oh, I thought you were asking if I was Italian.
I was like, what the fuck?
Are you Italian? What about you?
He's very obviously Italian. Italian stuff here. He's got like so Mario.
I mean, his name's Austin, so it's pretty Italian.
So
it's the same tattoo, but this is a Goomba.
What you don't see is Gabagool up at the top there.
The Italians are going to come after us.
It's a family name.
Instead of an elephant, it's fucking Tony Danza.
And a ravioli up there.
Spaghetti, like, ribbon down.
The Wallabies are just meatballs.
This is really racist.
That's a spicy red sauce up there.
Sorry, go ahead.
So, yeah, I'll tell it again because I like the story. First night, we're told, hey, we got to set up fencing. We go in at 6 o'clock. We got to be there 6, get everything set up. We get everything set up, which is, the whole, that whole street where the bars are, where like, you know, that's all fenced off.
It's called Court Avenue and it fucking sucks.
Yep. So that whole Court Ave area is fenced off. That way people can walk in, walk freely, drink, and there's no traffic, nothing like that going on, you know. Kind of think of it like a block party.
Okay.
Our whole deal was we fence it in. We scan IDs, make sure no one underage is within the fencing. No weapons, nothing like that, because at that time there was a huge spike in like violence, shooting, stabbing, you know, all that stuff.
The fun stuff.
Oh yeah. And so I was put on one of the busier entrances, which was Alpha 4. It was the one over by, it's the entrance over by Chummies, if you know the area.
Nope.
Not at all. So, it's on the, it's over by where Beer Can Alley was.
Gross.
Right.
That sounds terrible.
It's awful.
It was.
Smells bad.
It does.
So I was put there roughly around 11, I would say, probably around that time. There was a shooting in the alleyway. And I was right at the gate. There were two people about 5 feet away from me that had gotten hit. Ugh. And obviously immediate lockdown. Now, the rule is, and they told us this beforehand, was we can't be outside the fence for any reason whatsoever. It's a safety thing for us. It's just kind of a policy. I ended up being on the outside because I was helping people. Some people were freaking out. I was trying to get them directed through, and I had helped some take cover. And when we locked down and got the gates closed off, it just so happened I was on the outside. And so I was stuck out there for like 5-10 minutes having to deal with that. Cops came through, rolled through real quick. The guy, I don't know what happened with the shooter or anything like that, but one of the people that got hit was one of the staff members for the bar, like right next door. He was just taking out trash.
Jesus.
Cool.
That's
a shitty night at work.
The other person that got hit was some young kid that I don't know if he was standing in line or if he had actually interacted with the person. But I think he got hit in the shoulder, and the bar employee had gotten hit in the arm or something. Like, blood everywhere. Like,
Jesus.
It was chaos.
It got dark.
The two that got shot non-fatally, though, right?
Yeah, both okay, non-fatal. They both pulled through. It good. Was all good.
God damn.
We stayed locked down for
a while.
Majority of the night after that.
Brick killed a guy.
Where'd he get a grenade?
I was actually going to talk to you about that. You probably should lay low for a little bit.
I'm trying to think of her name. I think she's married to Spencer Miller. Her name's Bonnie.
That sounds familiar.
Bonnie. It's like LaBeouf? No.
Is she like Shia
LaBeouf?
Bailey?
No. I don't remember. Anyway. The most violent thing I ever saw was a fucking girl-on-girl fight in high school.
Those get fucking crazy.
Bonnie beat the shit out of Megan. Not Megan Schwartz. Megan Parrott? Is that her name?
Maybe, probably.
Yeah. Just fucking, like, ramming her head against the locker. Just Jesus. Beat the piss out of her. It's not rare to see two dudes fight over a girl, but it is pretty rare to see two girls fight over a dude. It's awesome.
So I went to...
I got a cramp in my fucking foot.
That's
the most violent thing I've ever seen. No, it's the worst fight I've ever seen. They beat the shit out of each other.
Growing up in Creston, you see plenty of fights in school. It was crazy. We had these two girls who were like talking shit to these other two girls, and one day they just went and they took their math books and just whomped these girls a few times. It was wild.
Womp, womp.
Everyone step back, step back.
Every time a fight broke out, everyone just like was like, whoa, clear the area.
I'm going to take my hoop earrings off and beat your ass.
I remember there was these two freshman kids and they were fighting when I was a freshman. And this like senior came in, he grabs them both off the ground and he picks them up and stands them back up and he goes, can you guys not? that was
can we
it.
Stop this right now? Like,
I'm too fucking tired for this. It was great.
This fight is an inconvenience.
Your story is starkly different than your story.
Yeah. I couldn't think of a good one, but I was like, I watched fucking two ladies punch each other once.
I was a security guard and watched these guys get shot. Oh, yeah. Well, I saw these two chicks beat each other up.
I've lived a very sheltered life.
Oh, same. Well, adjacent.
I've seen people. Oh, there was a shooting over at Ricochet.
Really?
That's ironic.
Like recently?
That was the joke for a while.
Like recently?
Not recently. Oh, okay. It was when I was working over at Platform.
9 3/4.
And
that's what she said.
God damn it.
I wouldn't know what to do with a 9 3/4 inch wiener.
My porn. Porn. You do porn.
The girth master. My whole personality is based on having a small wiener.
Have you seen your imprint there, man? Jesus.
Dude, if my
it's not the same size.
My dick hang. Stop. My dick hang down to my knees.
That'd be terrifying.
Oh my god.
Speaking of dick hanging down to your knees.
There is no way you have anything to say that is related to dicks hanging down to your knees.
There is.
I'm ready.
I'm not.
Do you guys remember on a TV channel called Spike TV? They had a show called The Thousand Ways to Die.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite television show all time.
Do you remember the guy that died by
surgical
tubing, tying a sausage to his leg to make it seem like he had a giant dick?
Yeah.
And it cut off circulation, so it like... Shot a blood clot
to his heart. Yeah. So he would like, fucking this is something him. He would constantly do. He would tie this, you know, kielbasa sausage around his leg.
It was a kielbasa.
Surgical tubing. And one night it like he was dancing and some girl bumped it and the surgical tubing popped away and it had clotted there because, you know, too much pressure and it shot it straight to his heart and he died right there on the floor.
You remember when TV was fun?
TV used to be fun.
Tourniqueted a kielbasa to his leg?
Yeah, so it looked like he had a really big penis.
Oh, my God.
How did that work, though?
I will never forget. What do you mean?
I get that, but a girl's like, man, he's got a huge cock. I'm going to take him home.
And yeah, then, but then you... That's what I'm saying.
And
that's
just,
what I'm saying. You get
he
it in
serves
the door
him up
then...
some, like, fucking potatoes and sausage, and he's just like, this was tied to my leg all night.
Why do you smell like sausage?
Some lady's like... I'm horny and hungry.
Something tells me if he did this regularly, he wasn't bringing chicks home.
Valid point. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Look, the thing that I remember was the Dump of Doom.
I don't remember that one.
Nope.
Corey's last week.
We're finding some ways to tie all this shit back together.
Corey wishes he could tie his shit together.
Tie it off.
I really fucking could.
So this guy had essentially just shit himself to death. Mm. Like he kept pushing and he shit so hard his rectum fell out.
Same.
And just fucking died.
Prolapse.
I don't
that
like
fucking
it.
Happens?
I don't like that at all.
I'm done pooping. I'm done. I'm quitting.
I'm retired.
I'm going off cold turkey off of shitting.
Starting tomorrow.
I don't like that. That feels wrong.
Thousand Ways to Die was great. The acting was just...
Spike TV was different, too.
You know what else is great? The fucking Bachelor and Bachelorette.
No, nope. those shows were...
Do you remember the season we watched? We used to go to the fucking bar.
What's it called? Starts with a W.
Yeah, I know. That's all I can think of is their W logo.
It's in the West Glen.
Fuck. I don't remember what it's called, but yeah, we used to go there and watch The Bachelor.
Yeah. Every Wednesday night for steak night.
That season where...
Because he was from Iowa, wasn't he?
That dude's mom fucking was not happy with his decision. It's fun.
No one was happy with that dude's decision.
I love reality television.
You're... Okay. Now, okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
We go to the gas station.
Yes.
And I pick up an Alani energy drink. Yeah. And you look at me and go, is your vagina okay? And then you sit over here and go, oh, I love reality television.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite thing.
He makes a good point.
Fuck.
Does he, though?
All the way off.
Favorite reality TV show.
I just love watching whores be whores. It's fun.
You can do that outside. We went to a tattoo convention.
Yeah, I
know.
I was gonna say, I did. Go to fucking
energy drink and cigarettes.
What is your favorite reality television show?
I don't watch reality television. Well, I mean.
Yeah, but you have before.
Have I?
I mean. All of us have.
I could. I couldn't get into it. I mean, I think it's too much. It's
my
too
favorite
over.
That I actually enjoy.
Tough
the
enough?
Amazing Race.
That was yeah.
Not the oh, circle not, or
the circle was great, but no Amazing Race because I always wanted to like travel. I thought it was a cool concept. The one that is just like trash television. I'd have to think about it. There was one Thanksgiving where I watched like 12 hours of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and that was pretty awesome.
Heather applied to be on The Amazing Race, I think, a couple times.
I'd rather
tie
a sausage
cool
to my leg and
if,
die.
If you and me like signed up for...
That'd be fucking sick.
Amazing Race. Oh, man, we'd fucking kill it.
Okay.
Our friendship would probably be over, but...
I lied. Okay.
It's like, what's up, guys? The brand is strong in Paris.
The last reality television show that I watch, and I'm being completely 100% legit, Tough Enough.
Oh.
Tough Enough's fucking great.
Tough Enough was great.
Yeah.
And
it's a WWE. Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I know.
It's kind of like trying to get Ultimate Fighter, except fake.
That first season, Ultimate Fighter was unhinged. That was fun too.
Is that show that was on Netflix called, I think it's called The Mole? Is that reality TV?
Yeah.
That was a really good one. Yeah. That was a really good one.
Okay.
Oh, like, shit. I have one.
90 Day Fiancé.
Nope.
The Circle.
Fucking Wife Swap was fucking awesome.
Wife Swap was unbelievable television.
Yeah, it was great.
It was
that was
so stupid.
That was when TV was the greatest it's ever been.
What was it? 60 Days In? 30 Days In? Something like that?
I don't remember.
Sorry, I'm busy watching good things like John Wick.
Do you remember
Fuck off.
Like
children
after school, like mid afternoon in MTV reality television shows? Like Next was fucking great.
Wait. Room Raiders.
Room Raiders was good. Pimp My Ride.
Man, how brokenhearted were you when you found out that Pimp My Ride was full of shit and like the cars they did just weren't complete?
No. They focus more on fucking flat screen televisions than like fixing your engine.
I'm a mother of five and my minivan won't run. That's cool. We put a mini fridge in the back for you. It's like, does it run?
We heard you like being a gamer, so we put a PS2 in here.
I can't afford gas.
Did you not know Momo was behind you?
Momo's been by me the whole time?
The entire episode.
Yeah, since we started. Literally.
Jesus. Oh my
God. We got to shut this one down.
No, let's keep it going a little.
We have a whole nother episode to do.
Wait.
This is a 100th episode. Why don't we just make this an XL episode?
Because then we'd have to record more. He's going to be on the next episode.
We haven't talked about anything.
We'll just roll this shit in.
We've just made him shitting his pants the whole time. One.
All right, let's finish up the reality TV then.
Okay,
wait. So does this count? I love Dr. Pimple Popper.
That's reality television.
Is it reality
television?
Yeah, my wife
watches that shit every night.
I've watched every season of that. And my 15-year-old will come in religiously every night. He'll come out of his bedroom for his 6 hours that he's been in there since he's been home and come out and get 70 pizza rolls.
Fuck yes.
Maybe. I'm only half joking on that.
There goes my hero.
Right? And he'll sit down at the table and
watch him as he rolls.
Me and Monica will be sitting there watching Dr. Pimple Popper, and lo and behold, anytime he comes out, they're just like popping this cyst out that's just everywhere. And he goes, Y'all are gross. I'm like, you're eating pizza rolls and you're calling me gross? I'm like,
I'm,
I swear to God, if Pizza Rolls comes up with a commercial using that song after this, I'm going to be so pissed.
Dude, we make shit happen on this podcast.
I know.
I'm waiting for the day when the kids get old enough to see Heather, like, popping a zit or something on me. Or, like, using tweezers to pull a hair. Just we've talked about this before. I like when she does that and she likes doing it.
There, can't that's, fucking handle it. That's a relationship dude, thing you, like, I wouldn't cross with my wife.
I've
though.
Gotten so into like Buddhism and like Zen shit before bed. It's like I gotta have like noise canceling earbuds and like sound bath or like guided meditation, and I'm just like so relaxed. I might be a little high, and then there's Amy who's like fucking gaping wounds watching Dr. Pimple Popper to fall asleep.
I gotta get this what dude on a doing? Game of Call of Duty sometime.
Boy, that's like me and my wife. It's like
destroy that Buddhism.
Monica's sitting on the couch reading off of her Kindle, just quiet
yep.
and content. And then I'm sitting here on YouTube listening to metalcore bands from Australia or watching people get pimples and cysts extracted or watching cooking videos.
Yep. I feel old as fuck. Because yeah. my wife will watch Desperate Housewives, is yeah. what she's watching now, and I play Sudoku on my phone.
Yeah, dude.
And that's how I pass out.
Yeah. I've been getting back into Candy Crush lately.
Oh, fuck yeah. yeah.
I've been getting into, like, the Merge games. Mm-hmm. Oh, like, boy. Merge Mansion and
yep. hold on.
Merge Prison.
We're all getting old as yeah. fuck.
We're all going to die soon.
Hey,
we're all
look, die I got soon. A backbone to play fucking Warzone Mobile.
Let's go.
So.
Backbone's awesome.
Oh, it's I brought so mine. Good.
For we're a playing second there, I thought you meant like, I got like
a backbone.
A backbone.
I finally grew a spine. I am playing.
Trevor's like, I'm finally standing up for myself.
Stop I hitting am me, a Heather. Man.
He's like, Heather's in St. Louis. I'm finally playing my fucking video games.
She's going to come home and be like, I watched the episode, you piece of shit.
So, getting back on track real quick before we end this.
There wasn't a track.
The reality show thing. I came across a clip of The Bachelorette.
Gross.
And I totally forgot this happened, but it was the season where I think her name's Christy or something like that. Some blonde older lady.
Christy Yamaguchi.
I wish.
Or Amy or Rachel or Sarah or... Jasmine anyway, or
she essentially destroyed that season of bad, like no one liked her, but this was the same chick that like when she went to go meet everyone and you know how they all sit out mm-hmm. and just talk amongst each other, she comes out and then like, oh, let's all get to know her, and they all try to vibe yeah, for her.
They're out there talking to each other, and then there's this one guy that's there just for the zip line.
I don't do fucking shit.
So she it turns out she walks out and she's like, all right, and it's awkward silence and everyone's like, let's get this party started. Who wants to talk to me? And it's still awkward. It's like, yeah, I'll come. One dude finally bites a bullet, goes, talks with her. And the whole time she's bitching about how no one wanted to speak up and talk. And so she storms off, goes back to the group. And she's like, I just think it's really fucked up and all this and all that. So later on in the season, about halfway through, she decides, I'm in love with this person. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. This is it. I love this person. And the host, I think his name's Chris, is just like, you just blew up The Bachelorette. Like, you've ruined this show now. And so she has
I
to announce.
He's like, you ruin the sanctity of The Bachelor.
It sounds like that, right?
We are 37 seasons in and you ruined it.
She had to go announce everyone like, hey, I'm leaving because I've already found someone. I love this person. And everyone's just like, you got to watch clips on this lady because she's unhinged. It's crazy. So what happened was, she leaves the show with the guy. Obviously, they didn't work out.
They never do.
And then they brought in some chick to essentially be the stand-in for and just be like, hey, we're going to finish out the season. Like, all the guys that are here are going to stay, and she's essentially going to take over and just whittle you guys down. I'm
so like, they subbed her out?
Yeah.
Fucking Keanu Reeves with the blonde wig comes like
in. We need the quarterback to come in.
This chick is unhinged, and I can't understand why she thought it was a good idea to do this, let alone put herself through any of that with any of the guys on there.
I love it. All right, let's shut this one down.
Yeah.
Boys, this has been so much fun.
It's been great.
it's been hanging out again.
Yeah.
It's been violent.
And missed you. So
there's been no direction to this whatsoever.
Everything had to do with my asshole. So.
Well, maybe you should get that shit under control.
I already told you, I'm done pooping. I quit. Cold turkey.
I give it 10 minutes.
All right.
Don't.